Let's go to verse 18. Atman Yamakas Chantar. Atman Yamakas Chantar. Deho Bahyo Niyam Yakaha. Deho Bahyo Niyam Yakaha. Tayoraikyam Prapashyanti. Tayoraikyam Prapashyanti. Kim Ajnanam Atah Param. Kim Ajnanam Atah Param. That's the Gita. Raga. I want a different raga.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But that's very difficult for me to change. It's only, you know, it's a toss-up.
It used to be a challenge every time you were
every time. I never know. Even when I'm chanting, if you've noticed, I don't know if you noticed, when we're doing the Bhagavad Gita, who knows what chant is going to be. So let's not worry about it. Okay.
Yeah.
It's also, that chant isn't only for the Gita, you know. It's just a raga. But Swamiji had liked it for the Bhagavad Gita. And so we usually use it for that, you know. But it's a raga that can be used for anyone, doesn't matter. So, Atma, Niyamakaha.
Yeah, I don't see
it. Are you on 18? Verse 18?
Yeah, I'm having a little. That's okay, we're good.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. No,
Atma, Niyamakaha. Atma.
Carol, the problem is that on the
system,
the problem.
The one with the transliteration is missing
the entire. It's
missing
gone.
It's
not here. It's missing the entire first line of verse 18, the
The transliterated one. It's got the second line, but not the first line.
In the English, right? Well,
that's why we're.
I'll just go with the flow.
Is that true for yours? Is it true for you?
This one has it.
No, I mean
the one you did. And you just printed this one.
I just printed it this morning. Let me see.
I printed it this morning.
Yeah, I printed it last night. It's the same.
Really?
Ah!
How many?
I'm not crazy.
Well,
yeah,
it's not
that
crazy.
Wow, that's a short verse. You know,
isn't that strange? Somehow, I don't know what happened. Something happened.
We'll share. That's what we'll do.
Or just write the line, the first line on the board.
Does everybody have this?
Oh, yeah, you've got this.
Do you have this book? Do you have this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so use this, and I will fix this. No wonder you're confused.
Okay, it's on page 6 or 7, so...
Look on page 8 here, page 18.
There it is.
Verse 18.
Verse
18, page
9. Oh my gosh.
Let's just go on.
Now, okay. Everybody okay? Do you have some other thing? Can you use this? Do you have something,
I'm
Peter?
I'm fine.
Okay, everybody okay? Atma Niyamakaha.
Atma
Niyamakaha.
Cha.
Cha.
Antar Dehaha.
Antar Dehaha.
Bahyaha.
Bahyaha.
Niyamyakaha.
Niyamyakaha.
Tayoho. Aikyam
prapashyanti
kim ajnanam
ataha param.
Okay, so if you look, just take a glance at 17 and notice if the bottom line is the same for both, because now we're going through a series, and if you look at the lines that come, the next three verses also will have the same bottom line. And this is the style that, at least in this section of Aparoksha Vibhuti, that's being used. So here it says, Atma, nominative singular, is the Niyamakaha, cha. And Atma is the Niyamaka. Niyamaka means the ruler, the lord, the controller. So Atma is the ruler, you know, the master, the controller. And Antara, internal. So the Atma, so they're making a differentiation between the Atma and Anatma. So the Atma is Niyamakaha, nominative singular, and Antara, nominative singular here. So Atma, Niyamakaha, Antara. Dehaha, Bahyaha, Niyamyakaha. The Deha, the body, nominative singular again, the body is Bahya, external. Right? Bahya, Bahyaha, and Niyamyakaha, the ruled. Right? Control.
What was external?
Bahyaha.
Okay.
So the deha, dehaha, nominative singular. So these are all nominative singulars. First half, second half. The atma is the niyamakaha and is antara. The dehaha is bahyaha, external, and niyamakaha, ruled. Niyamakaha, niyamakaha.
Mm-hmm. Ruler ruled. From niyam? Is that really?
Niyam. Niyam, okay. Yes. Okay. When you have an ukka affix, like niyamakaha, that ukka, that means the one who's doing that. So it'll be the like prakasha, prakashika. Prakasha is luminosity. Prakashika, the one who illumines, the illuminator. So ukka is a, it's an affix that is used frequently. It has other meanings too, but that's very, very common. So everybody say atma niyamakaha cha. So you could say, and atma is the niyamaka. And internal, the deha, the body is external, bahyaha, and ruled, niyamyakaha. Tayoho aikyam prapashyanti. They see. There's no subject here. The subject is in the verb, prapashyanti. They see identity, aikyam, between these two. Tayoho, of these two. Aikyam, an identity, we would say in English, because remember I was saying in Sanskrit yesterday, the use of the dual can be between, right. Genitive right. Dual. So there's tayoho aikyam, between these two, the atma and the deha, identity of the two, prapashyanti, they see. It means those who see, but they see. Identity between the two. Kim ajnanam. Atav param. What ignorance? Ajnanam is nominative. What ignorance is param greater than that? That's one way of saying it. What ignorance is greater than that? What is it? What ignorance is there other than that? Means this is the greatest ignorance. Kim ajnanam, right? Param, atav param. What more ignorance can there be? That's the idea. What ignorance is greater than that?
It's so, pretty funny.
Yeah. So they see an identity between these two things. What? Atma, who is the ruler, who is internal, and the deha, who is external and the ruled. They see, prapashyanti means they see clearly, you know, with commitment. They see tayoho aityam, an identity between these two things. Kim ajnanam atav param. What greater ignorance than this? What ignorance is more than this? Okay?
Is this Shankara?
Yeah. Let's do the next verse. Atma jnanam ayak punyaha. Oh, sorry. Atma jnanam ayak punyaha. Atma jnanam ayak punyaha. Deho mam samayo suchihi. Deho mam samayo suchihi. Tayorakyam prapashyanti. Tayorakyam prapashyanti. Kimajnanam atav param. Kimajnanam atav param. Atma jnanamayaha punyaha. Nominative singulars. Atma is jnanamayaha. Jnanamayaha. Means only jnanam. Its content is it's jnanamayaha. It's made of jnanam alone. Consciousness alone. It is only, it's pure consciousness. Jnanamayaha. It is punyaha. Punya here means suci, pure. Right? The dehaha, the body is mamsayamaha. Mamsa mayaha. Flesh, made of flesh. The body, the atma is made of consciousness and it is punyaha, it is pure. The dehaha is mamsa Mamsa mayaha, made of flesh, and it is asuchihi, impure. See all the nominatives?
Yeah.
Okay. So atma jnanamayaha punyaha, dehaha mamsamayaha asuchihi. Tayoho aikim prapashyanti kim ajnanam atav param. Same.
Could you say that one more time?
The Atma is jnanamayaha, made of consciousness. Means it is consciousness. Consists of consciousness. It is punyaha. It is pure. We'll do this bhasha after I...
Okay.
Mamsa, the dehaha, the deha, the body, is made of flesh. Consists of flesh, mamsamayaha. It is asuchihi. It is impure. Tayoho aikyam prapashyanti. They see an aikya, an identity between these two. Kim ajnanam atav param. What ignorance is more than greater than this?
Jnana here is being used as consciousness.
Yeah. And knowledge. Often is too. Okay, for everybody? Mm-hmm. We're in a pattern here. Okay. Atma prakashaka swachaha. Atma prakashaka swachaha. Dehas tamasa ucchate, dehas tamasa ucchate, tayoraikyam prapashyanti, tayoraikyam prapashyanti, kimajnanam atav param, kimajnanam atav param. Atma prakashakaha. There's that aka prakashaka. Atma is the one who illumines. It is swachaha, pure. Dehaha, the deha, is tamasaha, inert. The dehaha, tamasaha, uchate. The deha is said, down they have just, it's a filler. The deha is said to be tamasaha, dark, inert. Tamas, tamas, from tamas, sattva rajas and tamas. It's born of tamas. Hello? Hello? Sorry, I'm giving a class. You'll have to call later. Thank you. That might be Durga. Okay. All right. So, uchate, you can take this uchate if you just look at it as a filler, because notice that none of the other ones used it. So they didn't have something else to put.
So, ran out of inspiration. Yeah.
The Atma, you could say it, but you could use it for both sides. The Atma is said to be Prakashaka and Swachaha. The Deha is said to be Tamasaha. Right? Born Thomas. Inert. Tayoho aikyam prapashyanti kim ajnanam atav param. Okay? Everybody see? Uchate is said, right? It's said to be from vach. The vach, samprasarana, right? In the passive, passive, there's a certain set of rule words that will take samprasarana. Well, vach, the va will go to its vowel equivalent. So vach becomes uchate. Let's do the next one. Atma nityo hi sadrupaha. Atma nityo hi sadrupaha. Deho nityo yasanmayaha. Deho nityo yasanmayaha. Tayoraikyam prapashyanti. Tayoraikyam prapashyanti. Kim ajnanam atav param, kim ajnanam atav param. Atma nityaha hi sat rupaha, dehaha anityaha hi asat mayaha, asan mayaha from asat, asat mayaha, asan mayaha. Tayoho aikyam prapashyanti kim ajnanam atah param. Atma nityaha hi. He can you just indeed, it's a filler. Atma nityaha, and atma is indeed nityaha, timeless. Sadrupaha, and it's one for whose form, bahuvrahi, whose form is sat, whose nature, rupa means nature also, whose nature is Sat, existence, Sat Chit Ananda.
Oh, so it's not saying that it's always Sat Rupa. It's saying it's Nitya and Sat Rupa, but not always Sat Rupa.
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you could say that, but because we have Sat Chit Ananda and Satyam Jnanam Anantam, you know, so I took it as separately. The Atma is Nitya and its nature is pure existence. Mm. But you could do that way, you know. But Deha, it's going to amount to the same, but right. The Deha is Anityaha, right? It is time bound. The body is Anityaha. And he definitely asanmayaha, made of a sat. That mayaha is the same, being used in the same way as rupa. It is a sat, right? Sad rupaha, it is sat. Its nature is sat. Asanmayaha, its nature is asat, right? We'll see when we do the basha. They could take the he is because. I'll have to take a look at that. He too, because, yeah, they did take it as because. You can do it that way too. Let me tell you that way when we look at the basha. I'll be right with you. What did you want, Peter?
Well, no, it's my going first. The second line is exactly repeated over and over in each sentence, right?
Yeah.
But what makes a difference? Because, like, you see, I'm very slow with this, but, you know, in verse 18, it's the body is expressed different than in verse 19 or 20 and 21. Is it because, do you know what I'm saying? Although...
See, they're just giving over and over again different...
I know, but what makes the second line be the same, though?
They're just showing all different examples of ignorance. The person takes the body, the atma, to be this, and they take it to be this. You know, identifying these two, what greater ignorance is that? Then the person takes the self to be this, and the body to be this. It's just different...
But the second line being the same can be expressed differently. As far as the body and the ignorance of the body. I just don't get this. It's okay, forget about it. I know it's different metaphors, you're right, but the second line is the same written.
It's like a poetic, Peter. It's like if you're saying the same thing, like in poetry or in prose, you say the same thing in exactly the same way, over and over and over again, but you change the first part. I don't see what the problem is.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
No, tell me. Tell me one more time.
It is written the same way. 20, you know, the second line is written in 20 and 21 the same way, in 18 and 19.
Yeah.
So in English, I would say, like, you should word it the same way then. Second line.
It is, isn't it?
It is.
It's the same. The
translation is, but the English is being used differently. At one point it says the body is not external and yet, and then the second, and then 19 it says the body is all flesh and impure, and then 20 it says the body is said to be, you know, and so on. It's different in every, and I don't get it. Why?
Let's
see
the first line.
The first line that's different.
The first line.
When
the
it says
line.
And yet, then that refers to.
Yeah, it's the okay.
Line.
It's okay. It's so.
Can I see
it's
a book?
Okay. It's not wrong, rather, or anything. Oh, I see. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm reading it, that book.
Oh, do you see where it says, like with 18 and 19, then it says and yet?
Yeah, okay. That makes it different.
He's just not translating. You know? See, I understand what your problem is.
Yeah.
See where it says in the translation, it says, and yet?
Yeah.
If I were to translate this, he's taking this from the Bhasha. It would read like this. The Atma is the ruler, right, and internal. The body is the ruled and external. Mm. And yet, they see both of these to be identical. Right? They see both of these to be identical. He's adding the and yet. Right? That and yet is not in the verse, but it's in the Bhasha. So here he says and yet, etc. But if you go to... and he translated what else can be called ignorance but this. It's the same idea. It's not an exact translation. But if you look at verse 17,
There's a Bhashya.
Yeah. On verse 7, it says, he translates it, Atma is barely one and without parts, whereas the body consists of many parts, and yet.
Yeah.
That and yet. Now, from 18 on, he just stops at the end, and yet, and wants you to say, add this every time. The people see, confound these two as one. What else can be called ignorance but this? Do you see page 7, verse 17?
Yeah.
Do you see where it says, at the end of the verse, and yet the people see these two as one?
Yeah.
Okay. What else can be called ignorance but this?
Yeah.
Okay, that's how he translates. That's fine. Okay. Now, on page 18, do you see that where it just says, and yet, etc.? Verse 18?
Yeah.
Do you see where it says, and yet, etc.?
Yeah.
That etc. is just repeating what's on verse 17, the bottom of 17. Do you see on verse 17?
Yeah.
Where it says, and yet, at the bottom?
Yeah.
It says two lines. Repeats the whole thing. So on 18, he says, and yet, you should say, and yet the people see these two things as one, etc.
Okay.
And all that's the second line.
Yeah. He's just, every time he says, and yet, he's just shortcutting the second line, which is the same in every one. And he's only telling, in 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, it's only the first line that is different. So that's the only one he's bothering to translate here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. He's only translating the first line, and then he's saying, and yet, etc., to refer to the second line, because the second line is the same every time. And he's not translating it. So he just wants you to translate the first line.
Got it.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Did we do 20? Oh, wait a minute, we did.
Yeah, we
did.
No, we just did 21.
We just did
21.
All right, let's go to the Bhashya.
Good number.
Because we're getting out of this. You have to use this for the Bhashya. Right. So, go. You see where you have page verse 18. Verse 18. Go to the bottom two lines. On page 8, the bottom two lines that starts with Punar Vailakshanyam Aha. The last two lines. Everybody with me? Mm-hmm. Peter, you're not going to have this unless you use this book. Okay. Is everybody with me? Okay. Repeat after me. Punar Vailakshanyam Aha.
Punar Vailakshanyam
Aha. Atma Eti.
Atma Eti.
Now, if you notice on verse 17, it again is this Tayoho Aikyam. Okay. So we're continuing. This is the second verse that's continuing this second line. Talking about, Ajnanam. Okay, so here it says, Punar, again, Vailakshanyam Aha. He tells the difference. Vailakshanyam means difference. Again, he tells the difference. Atma Iti, with the verse that begins with Atma. Okay, Atma Iti. So, Punar, Vailakshanyam Aha, Atmeti. Again, he tells the Vailakshanyam, the difference. Repeat after me. Atma Niyamako Niyanta.
Atma Niyamako Niyanta.
Now, the first two words in the verse, Atma Niyamakaha, here, Atma Niyamakaha Niyanta. What is Niyanta? Definition. Niyamakaha is defined by Niyanta, means controller, Niyantra. Niyamakaha is Niyantra. Niyanta is nominative singular. Okay? You have to learn your ra ending nouns, everybody, because for their studying Sanskrit, because they're very common. They show doership and agentship. Mm-hmm. The ra ending nouns show agentship, and they also show a relationship, familial, okay? Like brother, sister. Okay? So here, Atma, Niyamakaha, he gets the definition Niyanta. Atma is the controller. Cha, Punar, antaha. Repeat. Cha punar antaha. Panchako shantaraha.
Panchako shantaraha.
Dehas tu. Niyamyaha.
San
bahyaha. Now, if you look in the verse, it goes Atma Niyamakaha, which we've already done. Then there's a cha there. And then unchara. Hey Matt, I'm in class, but I'll be free in an hour. Can you call me then? Or I'll call you back. But you call me in an hour. If you don't, I'll call you. Bye. Kristen's brother. Matt.
No.
Very nice. Okay. Okay. Do you see the cha there? Atma in the verse. Atma niyamakaha cha antar. I just did and. But he goes cha punar. It's a way of saying punar means and or again. Okay. So punar. Antaha, and means punar. Antaha, it is inner from the verse. Antaha. Cha antaha is in the verse. Everybody see that? Antara? Mm-hmm. What does it mean? Pancha kosha antaraha. Antaraha is inside, interior. Interior to the pancha koshas. Mm-hmm. What's the matter?
Antaha, not antar, right? Doesn't antaha mean?
Yeah, but it takes the visarga. The rekha takes the visarga.
Okay.
In certain conditions. Okay, before a hard consonant will take visarga. Mm-hmm. But antara before a soft consonant stays as antara.
But
the word is antara.
Inside, not antaha end. It's not antaha.
No, it's inside, antara. Yeah, that's a good point.
What was the point?
Antaha can mean end, right? But this is antara, means inside. So antara means what? Pancha kosha antaraha. Pancha kosha antaraha. Inside the five koshas, the pancha koshas. Right, the the anamaya kosha. Everybody know those pranamaya, vijnana, manamaya, vijnanamaya, anandamaya. So inside the interior, internal, inside the five koshas.
So this is a compound.
Yeah, it's a compound. Dehaha tu, whereas the body tu, but or whereas the body nominative singular. Niyamyaha san. Being controlled. Sun means being. So he goes, he's kind of trying to fill this out for you. So niyamyaha is from the verse. So niyamyaha sun. Sun is the present participle of us. It means being. So niyamyaha sun. Being niyamyaha, being controlled. It is bahyaha, it is external. So the atma is inside of the five koshas. And it is the niyamaka, right? It is the niyantra. It is the one that controls. The body being controlled, niyam, but where is the body? Dehaha, too, where is the body? Niyamyaha, niyamaka, what is it? Niyamyaha? Niyamyaha, yeah. Niyamyaka, see how he says niyamyakaha? He just says niyamyaha here, it means the same thing. Being niyamyaha, being controlled. Bahyaha is external. All nominatives. Tayoho aikyam iti. Okay. The identity of the two. Oh, repeat after me. Tayor aikyam.
Tayor aikyam.
Ityutara ardham.
Ityutara ardham.
Vyakhyatam.
Vyakhyatam.
Evam agreti. Nyayam. Okay. Tayoho aikyam iti. The identity of the two, iti. But he's going tayoho aikyam iti. Then he says, utara ardham, the last half. Utara, last, ardham, half. The last half. Tayoho aikyam iti. See the last half of the verse? Begins with tayoho aikyam. Okay? Mm-hmm. The last half, iti tayoho aikyam, vyakhyatam, has been explained. In the previous verse, he explains the last half of the verse. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, This last half is all, the idea is the last half, beginning with Tuyoho Aikim, has been explained, okay? In the Evam Agre Api Nyeyam, in the same manner, I think Agre Api, what they mean, it is to be known in the same manner as what came before, it is to be known. Even as before, it is to be known. Evam Agre Api Nyeyam is to be known. This last half is to be understood in the same manner as in the previous verse. And from this point on, okay? Let me look up something that sticks out here. I'm not used to seeing Agre in that one.
Can Agre be the next one?
I don't know. That's what I had it down. I'm looking it up. And those that follow, that's what I got confused. So let me just, I'll tell you in a minute. Yeah, I think it means, see, it means kamina first, and I think that's what it means, before, the same manner. It means first or before. So, let's see if there's anything else. The avam, in the same manner, avam, nyeyam, it is to be understood as in the first. It's already been done in the first one, or as before. That makes sense.
And we did that months ago?
Let's keep it that way. If it's wrong, I'll tell you later.
Ava
means in the same manner, agre api, as in the previous.
As in the previous.
Yeah. It is to be understood in the same manner as in the previous. In the previous means verse 17, they have right. This Tuyoho Aikim profession tea. So now, from now on, they're going to be saying this again. So we're going to understand it in the same manner as in the previous verse. Okay?
Can I ask you something about the meaning of this other than the sentence?
Yeah, sure.
So this idea of the Atma being the controller, I don't really get that because if the Atma is not a karta and not a doer, not a knower,
it's from the standpoint of the upadhi. They're talking about really the what they call the antaryami, the conscious being. That's a good point because Atma doesn't do anything.
Right.
But as the conscious being, from the standpoint of the upadhi,
mm-hmm.
right, it's the controller or the doer or the knower always goes back to consciousness, where the body is the object of knowledge. But when you finish that unfoldment, and end up, even the sakshi goes away, right? So the niyamaka, all of these things are going to go away. They'll resolve into Ishwara. But it's really pointing to the consciousness, right? The conscious being as opposed to the thing that you're being conscious of. That's all it is.
So it's all it.
But it's not trying to say that the Atma is really doing an action of controlling.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So it's more the subject-object.
It'll resolve beyond the subject-object, but it's more like, for instance, if you say, when we say even that Brahman is the nimitta upadana karanam, you know, if we say that nimitta means the efficient cause, it would be like if you look at the pot maker, the nimitta upadana karana is different. The nimitta karana is the pot maker. The upadana karana is the clay.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we say for Brahman is the nimitta upadana karana of the creation. But there can't be, for Brahman, any act.
Mm-hmm.
Material, you can easily say, but how can he be the nimitta? Well, with a maya upadhi, he can be the nimitta. Without the maya upadhi, there's no efficient cause as though somebody is thinking or acting or controlling. But the maya upadhi belongs to Brahman. So from the standpoint of the maya upadhi, it is the conscious being that is going to have controllership or even doership, you know, or any type of ship, knowership. It has to resolve into the conscious being.
From the point of view of Maya.
You mean. You have to accept the Maya Upadhi.
Right, okay.
Brahman plus the Maya Upadhi. If you're talking about knower, doer, bhokta, controller. But all of those words depend upon the conscious being, not what the conscious being is aware of. See what I mean? So... Well,
that just this last part, I'm not sure. It all depends on the conscious.
The Atma has to be the conscious being, right?
Mm-hmm.
The body is an object of consciousness. The body you move, you do things with, you act upon, you're aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Who is aware of it? The subject. Okay? Mm-hmm. If you want to go to just Brahman, then we can't not dealing with the Upadhi at all.
Mm-hmm.
But from the standpoint of the Upadhi,
mm-hmm.
who is the one that's going to be who controls the body?
Mm.
Who is the one who thinks? Who is the one who sees, who feels? It always has to resolve into the conscious being. In the end, the whole Maya Upadhi is resolved.
It's like it's the person, everything else is inert, basically, without the...
Without the consciousness.
Right.
And acted upon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so in a while, they'll get rid of the creation, too.
So eventually, when we look at the controller, then we'll say that there is no controller.
From the Atma is free of all.
So this
of
is to get us to that point where we can
That's see. Right, but you have to understand, from the standpoint of the Upadhi,
mm-hmm.
you know, there is the one, the seer and the seen. Atma's not a seer either. There's the seer and the seen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the body is something that I control. I ask it, you know, I say walk over to, I control it. I do things with it. I ask it to do things. So I'm the controller, it's the controlled. How can the controller be the controlled? So just even on that level, how can the controller be the controlled? How can I be what I'm aware of? So it's just making this differentiation. But the differentiation is going to go on and on and on really until, you know, there's no Maya.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay.
This is really in the nitty-nitty stage until they say, yes, there is actually.
It's just doing all kinds of things just on a very simple level to show you, just in your own experience, you're the controller, the body is controlled. See, if I'm not even getting there to the Atma as being just pure Satchitananda and not doing anything. But if I say to you, you know, if you're the controller, the body is controlled. You control the body. How can you, the controller, be the controlled? How is that possible? Right? Then you say...
See, the only problem with that is that when at the level of Maya, sometimes it seems more like the body controls you more than you control.
All right.
Carol, could you... the terms again, the nimitta, upadana, karana...
Nimitta, when I say... Nimitta means the official upad nimitta. N-I-M-I-T-T-A, nimitta,
yeah.
And upadana,
right.
U-P-A-R-A, upadana, karana, the cause.
Mm-hmm.
We call it the material is upadana, nimitta is efficient.
Oh, okay.
The efficient and material cause.
Yeah. Okay.
See, with that, nimitta, upadana, karana, that is Vedanta. Whereas for Sankhya, you know, the prakriti is the upadana, karana, and the nimitta... The prakriti needs to be, you know, poked by the purusha, by the contact of the purusha with the prakriti. But the nimitta and upadana karana are not the same. And in the world, the nimitta and upadana karana are usually not the same. So they use the example of a dancer. And for a dancer, the nimitta and upadana karana are the same because they're the body... You know, they're using their body to dance, that type of thing. So they try to use that as an example. But pot maker, that's usually how we think of the pot maker is the efficient cause. And the clay is something totally different, which is upadana karanam. But here, we say Brahman is both an nimitta and upadana karanam. It means the material cause of this creation, which is mitya, what is actually here is only consciousness. The Satchitananda, that is what is here. The mitya has no substance of its own. Like in Sankhya, the prakriti is made of sattva, rajas, and tamas, which is true for Vedanta, but the sattva, rajas, and tamas is actual material that modifies, transforms itself into this creation and into the jivas and everything. But it is the upadana karanam. The nimitta karanam is the changeless purusha that by coming into contact somehow, it's all vague how this happens, but comes into, it is. It's criticized, actually. But comes into contact with the purusha, and that is what allows comes into contact with the prakriti, that spurs the prakriti on into the imbalance of the sattva, rajas, and tamas that causes the creation to come forward. In Vedanta, there is no separate prakriti. That this creation itself has no other substance other than consciousness. Consciousness is the actual being, the actual thing that is here. And these nama-rupas, these names and forms, are only names and forms of consciousness. You see what I mean? That's why they use the wave ocean, you know, to show as terms of material cause, the upadana karana of all of these waves is only water. Like that, the upadana karana of all of this is only consciousness. Like that. So that's where everything will resolve. Is that okay for now? Yeah. Let's go to the next basha. Look on for verse 17. Let's read through verse 7. I'll read through it quickly with you. Atma jnanamayaha punyaha. That's the verse 17, okay? Atma is jnanamayaha. It's consciousness, composed of just jnanam, consciousness, and spunya.
Everybody see
that?
Wait a
minute. Verse
17,
is that? 18 or 19?
Oh, 19, sorry.
19. Okay.
All right. Sorry. 19. Everybody with me? I'm sorry about that. Atma jnanamayaha punyaha dehaha mamsamayaha asuchihi. Right? Okay, let's look at the bhasha on it. Anyat api vailakshanyam aha. Repeat. Anyat api vailakshanyam aha. Atmeti. Anyat means another. Anyat api vailakshanyam aha. He tells another difference. Anyat vailakshanyam also. Now he tells another difference also. Okay. Anyat api vailakshanyam aha. Atma, I'll repeat after me. Atma jnanamayaha. Prakasharupota eva punyaha shuddha dehastu mamsadi vikaravan atta eva shuchi. Let me do it with a sentence. Atma jnanamayaha prakasha rupaha attaha eva punyaha shuddaha dehaha tu mamsadi mamsa adi vikaravan, like Bhagavan, vikaravan attaha eva asuchihi. Okay, from the verse, Atma jnanamayaha, right? Atma is jnanamayaha, consists of jnanam, jnanam, consciousness. What does it mean? Prakasharupaha. Jnanamayaha, prakasharupaha. It's rupa, the one whose rupa, whose form, whose nature is prakasha, luminous. Prakasha is used for consciousness also. Prakasha means it's, you know, swata prakasha, it's self-luminous. So it's prakasha rupaha, its nature is prakasha, luminous. Attaha eva, now he's making this into some logic. Therefore alone, attaha eva, punyaha, Because it says Atma Jnanamayaha Punyaha. So here it says Atma means Jnanamayaha, means it's Prakasha Rupaha, it's Rupa, its nature is Prakashaha. Ataha, therefore alone, it is Punyaha. Punyaha means what? Shuddha, pure. Okay, so that's how he's talking about Punya, Shuddha, pure.
And what's pure mean?
Pure, one more good way to understand pure is free from duality.
Okay.
Is this free from avidya. Yeah?
When I think of Punya and Papa.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how you usually think of it, right? But he's has it parallel with Asuchi. So that's why the Bhashyakara is saying here Punya means pure. Because the Atma isn't going to be the other half of Papa.
Right.
So if he had used Papa here, you know, for the Deha, mm-hmm. then he would say, you know, he would translate this Punya. Just keep it as Punya. But,
sure.
right? But it's not going to make any sense that way.
Right.
Punya and Papa is duality. It has to do with the effects of karma.
Mm-hmm.
When you think of Punya, Papa, those are the subtle effects, the adrishta, what we call adrishta pala, the unseen results of karma. And so Atma isn't going to be an unseen result of karma. So it has to have another meaning.
Is that an unusual way of looking at Punya?
I think so. I haven't seen it that often.
Okay.
But when I read it, it's poetic, and I understand what they mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this definition of pure that you said, is that's pretty traditional? Because the
common definition of purity, when referred to as the Atma, free from avidya, free from advaita, free from duality.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you read this kind of translation, it sounds like very kind of Christian or even Victorian, you know, the spirit is pure and the flesh is impure and it brings all that for us anyway.
But that's why saintliness, anthika, purity of mind is a loaded term.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
If we use the term purity of mind or the word pure, it does bring has Christian connotations for us because those words are used in Christianity. And so that means the word has to be really defined, what we mean by pure. Like even to say, I've done this a lot of in class, like if you say, to gain this knowledge, you have to have a pure mind. You know, karma yoga helps you to gain a pure mind. And then you think, well, what does it mean to have, what do they mean by a pure mind?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you have all of these notions about what the state of a pure mind is, or actually when they're talking just in relatively, that you have to gain a pure mind so that you can be qualified for this knowledge, all it really means is that your mind has to have enough shanti to be able to gain this knowledge. Because if the mind doesn't have that peace or relaxation, then when the pramana is being unfolded, your mind isn't available for it, you know? Or when your mind is, because of a dharma, in a lot of pain, it's hard to differentiate and abide in the self because you're behaving in such a way that creates agitation and pain. And so these type of, we have all of these, go through all of these values and whatnot to get a relative shanti so that you can gain absolute shanti through knowledge.
Do you think like some of the Neo-Vedanta, you know, kind of Victorian English thing crept into the way that you the way in some of these translations are, you know, it does sound to us anyway like it's this kind of duality between the flesh and the spirit and all this kind of, in the sense of what's pure and what's impure, in the sense that, you know, in the sort of like Victorian, Christian,
well, let's put it this way. Say a Victorian, Christian, Ajnani, Sanskritist. That's what you're going to get.
No, but even some of the Neo-Vedanta, it sounds like when you read
Neo-Vedanta
that they're talking that way. Maybe I'm misunderstanding.
Well, I would say like this. Say if an Indian from India is the translator,
mm-hmm.
and they're using these words. Say they're using the word pure.
Mm-hmm.
their definition of the word pure is going to be the definition of pure that's held in the Indian culture. Whatever that is, that's what they mean by it. When we say the same word pure, mm-hmm. that's going to be charged by what we mean by it.
Or that other bugaboo word for me, the Lord. Mm-hmm. The Lord.
The Lord, yeah, God, the Lord, all of these. So all of these are going to, they're all going to carry our own culture with it and definition. Mm-hmm. Now another thing. Even in India, there is different ideas of purity. Like, say, in for instance, Sankhya Yoga, there is a sense that the whole Prakriti, which would be viewed as impure because it exists within Maya and all of that, but they view, in order for liberation, that has to be brought into absolute quiescence. You know? So there's different ideas of what has to happen in terms of antakarana shuddhi or purity or all of these things. But from a Vedantic perspective, the mind has to be free of its raga dvesha so that it likes and dislikes, so that it has some peace. What makes it free of raga dvesha? What's the cause of raga dvesha? Likes and dislikes? Avidya. And so the number one source of impurity is avidya, or duality. So avidya, dvaita, raga dvesha, all of these things are going to be, it depends on the context. Okay?
Yep. Yeah. Let's go on now.
all that's being talked of here is differentiating.
Yeah.
You know, when he's going through all of these verses saying, don't you think that these differences are obvious? You know, between the self, yourself, you know, and the not-self, don't you think that there's obvious? Yet they take these things to be one. Right? What greater avidya is there than that? Okay. So we're good. Let's do a little bit more. Where are we? Okay. So we're on day top line, end of the top line. Deha has two. Whereas the body, mamsa, flesh, adi, etc., vikaravan, is a vikara, is one who has, like bhagavan, is one who has the bhagas, the six bhagas, you know, dimat, dimon, man and van are the same.
So this is vikaravat.
Vikaravan, nominative singular, the one who has the modifications. Vikara are modifications. That's an important Vedanta word. Okay? So, mamsa adi vikaravan, that the one who is a modification or has all these vikaras of flesh, it is one who is, one who possesses all of the modifications, you know, of flesh, etc. We can even say one who is these modifications of flesh, etc. Whereas the deha is a mamsadi vikaravan, one who has the modifications, you know, of flesh, etc. Atha, therefore, eva, indeed, asuchihi. Therefore, it's impure. Atha, therefore, eva, just as emphasis, asuchihi, it is impure.
So anything that changes is considered impure.
Well, that's true. Anything within duality.
Yeah. Okay.
But this is just a modification of flesh. The body is a modification of flesh, right? And therefore, it's a flesh, etc. Vikara is modification. You know. Everybody see it? Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that being born and all that, is that the modification?
Well, that's true. It's not saying that here, but there's what we call the shad bhava vikaras.
Right.
The sixfold modifications of being, of something that comes into being. It goes through these sixfold vikaras. That's where you're saying. So that's also true. Shad bhava vikara, vikaras, the sixfold modifications of bhava, of an existent thing. What is it? It comes into being. You know, jaya, it's born. Asti, it comes into being. Then it goes through a transformation. Right? It grows. It goes through a transformation. It becomes old and it dies, right? Grows old and dies. So it's called the shad bhava vikaras.
Okay.
You know, the trouble, I hate to go back like this, but the trouble I have with the word purity, it's always like I'm some kind of sinner, you know? Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what Hal was saying, and yeah. I'm trying to convince you, for at least for the time being, that what we mean by purity is just take it as free from avidya.
Okay.
The Atma is free from the vidya.
The association
it's free.
Still comes to me. You know,
I know, but I'm telling you differently. If you take that which is suci, that which is free from the vidya, free from duality, free from the maya upadi, that's what it's free from duality.
Changeless.
It's free from duality, right? That it has nothing else but consciousness.
Thank you.
There's nothing staying.
It's almost like feeling guilty to get a body.
Yeah, center.
I know, it's such a crappy idea.
But that idea never occurs to me, probably never.
Really?
Really?
Purity and
thank God for you.
It's almost unimaginable for us.
Yeah,
yeah.
It is.
It's
the hardest thing.
That's why it's challenging. Okay.
You're lucky you're not us.
No, that this impurity means something sinful. Supposed to that. Is being a saint or something like that.
I mean, it's so tough. Okay. I did it again.
Even if you're Jewish.
Exactly.
Tell me when you're ready and let's go.
Etena.
Atmanah. Stula deha dapi.
Stula deha dapi.
Bhailakshanyam.
Bhuktam
bhavati.
By
this, etena. Oh, let me read it with the sunni. Etena.
Atmanaha.
Stula dehat.
Stula dehat.
Bhakti. Vailakshanyam bhuktam bhavati. Great. By this, etena. Pronoun. Atmanaha. Stula dehat api vailakshanyam, the difference, vailakshanyam, atmanaha, of the self, the atmanaha, genitive singular, vailakshanyam, the difference, atmana, of the self, stula dehat, from the body, from the physical body, stula dehat, stula is physical body, gross body, in the ablative singular, api also. So by this, the difference of the self from the physical body also, uktam is said. Uktam bhavati is said. Uktam means is said. Bhavati is not necessary, but it said uktam bhavati is said. Okay. Everybody said etena by this, atmanaha stula dehat api vailakshanyam uktam bhavati. By this. Of the Atma, from the Stula Deha, from the physical body, also, Vailakshanyam, the difference, Uktam Bhavati is told. Bhavati is Uktam told. You don't need the Bhavati here. Okay. Here we see it. Tayoraikyam. Ityadi.
Ityadi.
Purvavat.
Tayoho
Aikyam. Iti adi purvavat. Okay. The identity of these two, iti, tayoho aikyam iti adi, that which begins with tayoho aikyam. Tayoho aikyam iti adi. Adi begins with. So that which begins with what? Tayoho aikyam purvavat is like before. That vat means like. Asti is understood before. Purva means before. What came before. So purvavat is purvavat. See it?
Is the purvavat is like past active?
No, but vat. Indeclinable.
Okay.
Like. Like
right.
Eva.
Okay.
But when vat means Eva, so purvavat. Mm-hmm. Like before. Like what was previous. Because.
Mm-hmm. Can you translate it in English?
Like before. Like what came before.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember that we're on the second line.
Right.
The second line that begins with Tayoho Aiki
okay.
Is like before.
Right.
Same
meaning. Oh, I see what you mean. Okay.
Just short. Everybody see it? Mm-hmm. If I say it, yes, just like before, I don't want to say anything more about it again. That's what he's saying. Yeah. You know, and we're not going to we're not going to unfold this line every time.
Our pens are tired.
But he does bother mentioning it.
He mentions it every time. Yeah. 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 Okay, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should
we do a little more? Are we done?
Let's do the next couple lines. Vai lakshanyam antaram aha atneti. Antaram, here is another. Vai lakshanyam antaram aha.
Oh,
sorry. Vai lakshanya antaram. It's a compound. It could be vai lakshanyam antaram. But vai lakshanya antaram compound. Aha. He tells another. Antaram is another. Sometimes antara and antaram also means inside, but also means another, right? So antaram vailakshanyam antaram here is not going to mean inner, means another. So he tells another difference. Vailakshanyam antaram aha, okay?
And difference is
vailakshanyam.
Okay.
Atma iti. Now do you notice all these verses begin with atma? It's all atma deha stuff. So. Atma swayam prakashaha sanna suryadivat anya sarva prakashako prakashakota eva swachaha prakashya guna dosha sambandha shunya ityartha sandhi atma swayam prakashaha sanna swayam prakashaha sanna
atma swayam prakashaha sanna
surya adivat anya sarva prakashakaha ataha eva swachaha prakashya guna dosha sambandha shunyaha
prakashya guna dosha sambandha shunyaha.
Everybody see those words? Prakashya guna dosha sambandha shunyaha iti artaha.
Okay.
Atma, now here's this swayam prakashaha, means self-luminous, self-shining. So that's an important word. We're always talking about this. One of the most important things in Vedanta to understand the self-luminosity of the self. It doesn't need a pramana to illuminate. So here, atma swayam prakashaha sanna. Sun is the present participle nominative of being, us to be. So it means being self-luminous. Atma swayam prakashaha sun. The atma being self-luminous. Suryadivat. Like the sun, etc. Suryadivat. Anya sarva prakashakaha, right? Prakashaka, it is lighting up all other things. Okay? It is the illuminator, the prakashakaha. It is the illuminator of anya, other, all other things. Anya means other, sarva means all. Anya sarva prakashakaha. So, the Atma, being self-luminous, is the illuminator of all other things, like the sun, etc. You know, this is so interesting. I wasn't quite sure how to take this. I think what he's saying here, because we use the example of the sun as being the prakashaka of everything else. Nothing needs to come in and illumine the sun. It illumines everything. But it says Surya Adi, the sun, etc. So then you're thinking, The Atma is the Prakashika of everything, including the sun. So, but it says Prakash, but it says Suryadi Vat, like the sun, etc. So then, and so we use Surya as a metaphor for Atma, but we also teach that the Atma lights up even the sun. Right? Because how do you even know that the sun is shining? Because you're aware of the sun, right? So I think that's probably the best way to take it. So say if you say, the Atma is Swayam Prakash, the Atma Swayam Prakashaha Sun, being self-luminous, it is the illuminator of everything else, Anya Sarva Prakashikaha, like the sun, etc. Since they put the Adi there, I'm considering that it means like the sun, etc. The sun itself is being illumined by the Atma. Otherwise, if they just said Suryavat, like the sun, then they would be using it as a metaphor of the Atma. That's, just like the sun lights up everything else, the Atma being self-effulgent lights up everything else. But because they put the etc. Suryadi, it's like the sun, etc., then the Atma becomes the one who lights up the whole creation, including the sun. You see what I'm saying? So that's how I'm looking at it at the moment. Attaha, therefore. Therefore, attaha, indeed, eva, swachaha, it is pure. Okay. Now he wants to, swachaha is from the verse. Everybody see that? So he's talked about prakashikaha as being the illuminator of everything, including the sun, the way we're taking it. And then, attaha, eva, therefore, indeed, swachaha, from the verse, swachaha. What does swachaha mean? Prakashya, guna, dosha, sambandha, shunya. It is, reading backwards, it's a compound. Swachaha means prakashya, guna, dosha, sambandha, shunya. It is shunya, free of. Okay, free of what? Sambandha, any association, but it's free of association with the. Now, I'm going to take it like this. Guna and dosha can be used. Dosha are the defects, the doshas. The gunas are the positive qualities. So you can look at guna and dosha, the positive and negative qualities, the gunas and doshas, of prakasha, what is illumined. The prakasha is the illumined. So the Atma, being self-luminous, it is free of any association with the defects, the doshas, or the gunas of the prakasha, that which is illumined. You see what?
That's cool.
So prakasha means that which is illumined. Guna dosha. Guna is the positive qualities. Dosha, the defects. Guna always often means positive qualities. Mm-hmm. And when you put it with, guna has many meanings, right? One of the meanings is positive qualities. So it's also the three gunas, you know, it's also just attributes in general. But if you put it with dosha, that's how I'm taking it.
But could you take it as the blemishes of the fact that the three gunas are there? So the blemish of creation, because the three gunas imply
I don't think that they would put it like that.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, there would be a case to be made for that, but I doubt it.
Okay.
So, prakasha, guna, dosha, sambandha, shunya. But we can't rule it out, because guna can be used that way, right? The defects of the gunas which are illumined. But I just don't see that kind of talk very often. So
okay.
That'll,
yes, I don't have any experience.
Yeah.
You know,
so just from experience, I would say probably not. Okay. But the compound could be wrote. You could make a case for it. Mm-hmm. Because, for one thing, in a compound, you don't know if any of these words are singular, dual, or plural. You have to add that. Guna can mean the three gunas. You know, they'd probably say the triguna or triguna or something like that. But you can make a case for it. Because something would be wrong, right? The three gunas are illumined. But it's just out of context, in my mind. Okay. So everybody see it? If we say Swachaha means prakasha, guna, dosha, sambandha, shunya, ityartaha.
So the sambandha refers to
any connection.
Between
the Atma is asanga. If you see
The sambandha shunya. Okay, so
sambandha shunya is like saying, shunya is like saying asanga.
Yeah.
It has no connection with, right?
But the word swacha is what?
Pure.
Okay.
Pure.
Okay.
So now look at the example he gives. How are we doing? Asango hyayam purusha. Asangaha hi ayam purushaha. With that. Indeed, this purusha is asanga. Asangaha means unattached, completely unattached. Ayam this purushaha, name for Brahman. Ayam purushaha, this purusha is he, emphasis. Asangaha. Asangaha, ayam purushaha, all in the nominative singular, and it's a Shruti quote. Iti shrute, thus from the Shruti. Shruti is fifth case. Shrutehe, thus from the Shruti. He's just giving this this is a style, from the Shruti. It literally says, from the asango hi ayam purushaha, from the Shruti. He's quoting a section from the Shruti to back up what he's saying, how he's defining here the swachaha.
Okay. And the purusha here is used for Brahma, atma, not for...
For the atma, yeah. Everybody see that? Shruti is shrutehe, fifth case, thus iti, shrutehe, thus from the Shruti. Asangaha, ayam purushaha, all the nominatives. Ayam purushaha, this purusha is asangaha. They has two. Tamaso. Gatarivak. Prakashitvena jaddaha. Deha hatu tamasaha gata adivat prakashitvena jaddaha. Deha hatu, whereas the body, tamasaha, is born of Thomas. It's Thomas. It's Tamasic, okay? You can say born of Thomas is dark, is inert. It's born of Thomas. So what does that mean, Tamasaha mean? Okay? This next phrase is a definition of Tamasaha. Tamasa is an adjective, but with that elongation of the a, it makes it a tadita, so you can say composed of, born of Thomas. Okay? Gata is a pot. Gatadi vat, like a pot, etc. Gata adi vat. Prakashit tvena, because of being illumined. Tvena, because of being. That tva, right? Twat or tvena, because of being. Prakasha, prakashit tvena, because of being illumined like a pot, etc. Jaddaha, inert. Whereas the body is tamasaha, what does that mean? It is jaddaha. It is inert because of being illumined like a pot, etc. Dehaha tu tamasaha gatarivat prakashatvena jaddaha. What do you see? Repeat with me. Tayoho aikyam ityadi purvavat.
Tayoho aikyam ityadi purvavat.
Same, right? Beginning, tayoho aikyam ityadi adi, that which begins with tayoho aikyam, the second half of the verse, purvavat, like before. Okay?
Wow. Say a prayer. Take a minute.
Good.
Yeah, we did good. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.